Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. He is the business planning expert for the Galaxy. The founder of Palo Alto Software, the makers of Business Plan Pro. I know, Tim, you ought to give out bplans.com. That's where people can go and learn more about how to use a, how to build a business plan. And, but they can find your books at timberry.com, can't they, and your writings?
Yes, yes. Thank you for that, Jim. Yeah, bplans.com and timberry.com. Thank you.
So check that out, folks. You definitely want to follow Tim. Because whatever he's saying, I promise you, is one of the smartest things you've heard today whenever you read his stuff. Tim, we're talking about social media and business planning. Wrap it up for us.
Well, I think we talked in the last segment about the goals, and then we've also said that business planning is about goals and setting steps and then tracking, right? Well, we talked about goals. What I think is really important that people aren't yet getting with a lot of the discussion of social media and business is planning is steering, and what you want aside from the goals is setting steps and the metrics, the measurement. How are we going to track execution of these goals? How will we know whether we've achieved our business plan or not? And in social media, I think we can do that, but we don't really do it as often as we should. We should set
the non-traditional marketing steps that social media produces or requires also produce non-traditional metrics, don't they?
They do, and the nice thing there is metrics are there. If we build into our business plan the objectives of social media for our business, then if we set metrics in, what we get is accountability and management as we review and revise the plan regularly and see that did we or did we not do the output that we hoped, the number of updates or retweets or what have you, did we reach our goals and did that flow over into our marketing as leads and sales? Did we execute the plan and it produced what we wanted, yes or no? If we didn't execute, why not? How do we do that? If we executed it, it didn't produce the results, why not? And what do we do next? All of that, then, is at the core of planning, the steering the business. And we're going to build the metrics in to then steer the execution.
One of the things that we all have been told, and some of us know about social media, is that essentially it's free. It doesn't cost anything to open up a Facebook page, to work on Facebook, to join communities on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, or those things are free. But what you're saying now is if you're going to be professional about it, if you're going to really track it, if you're going to really keep up with what's going on and expect something from that activity, it's not free because you're going to have to spend time or hire someone to do this, the execution that you've been describing for us.
Absolutely, and that myth of free that's ignoring time and effort just gets in the way, and if we're building the social media into the business planning, then we're setting these metrics, and we're looking at achievements, and we're finding a way to treat this as it should be, as a business function that we need to manage execution and steer the direction we're going so that we optimize the business.
Well, I'd like to recommend that people talk in terms of business planning, that you say, okay, maybe the activity is not expensive, it doesn't cost anything, but doing it and monitoring it and expecting something from it does. So I'm going to build into my budget X amount of dollars for an employee to hire that person or to promote somebody or to train somebody or whatever, an employee, give them a little bit of a budget and see and test this. See if they can and hire the kind of person, either an outside agency or an employee, who can do all this for you, do the work and the tracking. What do you think about that, Tim?
I think that's acknowledging the real truth is that it's valuable, but it takes time and effort. And that's exactly where I am, too. You don't just talk about it as if business owners do it in their spare time. Business owners don't have spare time.
Right,
so
that's right.
You get a resource applied to it, or stop talking about it and give it up.
Exactly. You
really have to put it in your plan.
Well said. Hey, Tim, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
Thanks. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. We won't do without him. We couldn't do without him. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. TimBerry.com, folks. Please check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from Washington, D.C. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.